Like, I don't know if I could do this like Martha Stewart, like the Birds, Quiet Living Show.
Oh, shit, Parker. Come on, man. Yo, this just a job, man.
Damn, yo. Yeah. Everybody go through. We went through it, little nigga. Went through
Talk
it.
About it.
Crackheads, dope fiends, young niggas with coke dreams. Vision blurred, he looking at life through a smoke screen. Hoping, wishing, but never praying for a better living. He never prayed cause they fucked up his head with their religion. I find it hard to believe that he's still breathing. Niggas wanted him dead for not even regular reasons. He was ready to go like whenever, however, for whatever. The ghetto would turn him into a rebel. He shot his first victim at 13. Did he stop there? Nigga, is dirt clean? No, it was getting worse by the minute. The hood screamed, somebody stop him. Please stop him before somebody pop him. He was wild like a lupus, a father divine. He could piss, swallow a mucus, swallow a swine. He used to bust up the gun, aim right at the crowd. It was foul, see this little nigga run so bad.
So bad.
His heart was warm, but then became so numb.
I hope a change gon' come.
Someone will send him to kingdom come.
Unless a change gon' come.
That gangsta lifestyle, it ain't no fun.
I hope a change gon' come.
I hope a change gon' come.
I hope a change gon' come.
By the age of 16, he hugging the strip knee. Thick chains, big rings, plus he kept the kicks clean. Had the same get rich scheme as Rich Preen, Nicki and Fritz. Shit he did, it was strictly for chips. The only difference was this kid was much more balanced. He used to like to rap, what a waste of some raw talent. Run around in the street like he wasn't gonna get murdered ever, when all he had to do was put a couple words together. March 24th, 1994, his life took a turn for the worse, a brushing with the law. The charge was attempt murder with a burner that had more of a bodies on it. There was a chance he wouldn't get off, but they dropped him to assault. Sent the nigga up north, where he started writing rhymes about all the shit that he saw. From the drugs to the guns to the horns and the bums and the slums. He said a change gon' come. His heart was warm, but then became so numb.
I hope a change gon' come.
Someone will send him to kingdom come.
Unless a change gon' come.
That gangsta lifestyle, it ain't no fun.
I hope a change gon' come.
I hope a change gon' come. I hope a change gon' come.
After more than 6 years in the beast, he get released. A lot of his friends locked up, a lot of him is deceased. People wondering why he be greeting them, saying peace. They remember him from before when he was considered a beast. They also say they proud of what he did with this rapping thing. They be seeing his face all up in the magazine, hearing him on the radio, but they already know. Even when he was wailing, he had a pretty heavy flow. Nowadays his lifestyle changed for the better. He the underground number one reigning contender. From a 6x8 cell to hanging with Dave Chappelle, getting his giggle on. You haters go straight to hell. His mom's telling him to listen, so you can't afford another felony conviction. They got you labeled as a menace to this jurisdiction. They gon' try to come get you and stick you back in prison. Nigga, it's your decision.
His heart was warm, but then became so numb.
I hope a change gon' come.
Someone will send him to kingdom come.
Unless a change gon' come.
That gangsta lifestyle, it ain't no fun.
I hope a change gon' come.
I hope a change gon' come. I hope a change gon' come.
Yeah, if you haven't figured it out by now, this kid that I'm talking about is me, Saigon. Busting my hammer in the street, flipping packs to flipping tracks.
Baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
S to the A, Cordero. Good luck on your flick, baby. S to the AR father shit. I kick that yard shit all day, man. The change gon' come, baby. In hip hop, in the world, everywhere. It's about me, the yard father, Saigon, swerving.